Blog Talk Radio.
Let the church say amen. Now look down your row and tell them you're on a praise roll. Don't hold it up. Look at your neighbor now, ask them, do you like Lord? They say no, tell them, change your seat right now. Look at them, tell them it's okay, because if you don't like Lord, change your seat, because there's a Shabbat in this house. Look down your row, tell them everybody on this row gonna praise God. Now look at your neighbor, we're gonna do this for a few minutes, because you don't have time after a while, because God can ready to bless you. Because there's miracles on this road. There's deliverance on this road. There's healing on my road. Come on, look at everybody on your road and tell them everybody's on this road. Lord, help me in the Holy Ghost tonight. Everybody, tell everybody on my road. I'm gonna praise God. When I count to three, somebody said, you better get ready, because there's a shift in this house. You know, the day shift relinquishes their time of work, and the night shift comes in. Well, there's a shift in this house. And so when I count to three, I want you to praise God. Now, look at your neighbor one more time, because you look good like a Christian should, but now I might get messed up before it's over with in the Holy Ghost. So look at me now. My weave is on tight. I got my stilettos on. My clothes look all right, but I'm going to let the Lord have his way tonight. Listen to somebody say, I need somebody to scream. I need a blessing right now. So when I count to three in your own way, and excuse me, I'll talk to my OG over there from Compton. He's be one of the baddest Crips in Compton over there. And I said, you know, I can get a little ghetto because my soul loves Jesus. That has nothing to do with my geographical upbringing or location.
We're in the competition.
We're in
the competition for a little while here tonight.
I'm sorry, hollering in the Holy Ghost. When I count to three, I want you to lift your hands in the air like you really don't care. And praise God for what he has done and what he's going to do. Many of you praise him on credit and in advance like it's already done. One, two, three. About myself and go to God for you. And so you take time now and pray for your neighbor that God will bless them over the years tonight, that they will receive your help.
soul is collected with a good deal. That money comes from this.
My soul.
Everybody on the block line, as you thank the Lord, and be a part of the service here at the Holy Congregation of the Kansas City Church of God in Christ. I want you to let the service go on, but keep on praising.
He's a wonder.
Thank you. Just keep on praising the Lord. Thank you.
Somebody scream glory to God. Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me say that one of your feet. Let him grow. He's a wonder. Yes, my
Play. We've had about 10 crazy people in here that are open their mouth and just praise God. I wish I had an unusual one. Look at your name, pray. He's been too good to you. He's been too good. There's a shifting going on. You better get in the shift right now. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Oh. Yeah, we pop it down. Look at the man and tell him, I have done that. I can do that again, you know. I feel a sound in this house. I feel some drums like I'm over in Africa. Praise God. I hear the sound of victory all in the house here. Anybody else hear the sound? Look at the name of the
Lord.
I wish I had somebody on this side to say, I feel it too. I feel it in my spirit. Look at the top. I'm not scared. I feel it in my spirit. I already told you to extend faith. But I need to get my praise on right through here. Come on, folks. Go ahead, Pastor Spike. Look at your neighbor, tell them, oh, I see him, don't forget it. I got the right to thank God right now. Y'all don't want to have no trust in him.
Thank you. Just keep on praising the Lord. Keep on praising the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you keep on thanking the Lord here, joining the service as we thank the Lord tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
May not know by name. I want to thank the Lord for Pastor Bernard.
God bless you. Thank you, thank you.
All the elders.
Jesus, thank you, thank you. Thanking God for me tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Just give her a round of applause.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you,
And we honor them.
We honor the name of the house. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
The Lord of Joshua for just a few moments. I want to talk about the Holy Ghost.
And I want to use for some time, for just a few moments, talk to you for a minute. I need to access the power of God tonight. I look at somebody and tell them, I need to access the power of God tonight. I need about three people to jump up and shout, tonight, 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 tonight. Tonight is my night. Come on, somebody claim it. Tonight is my night. Question on the floor is, who can help me overcome these tremendous, overwhelming challenges that are gendered really by a corrupt and godless nation? How can I break the bands of sin, somebody's asking, and worry and uncertainty in a vastly changing world? How do I do this? Well, Paul came the words and he said it clearly in Romans chapter 7, verse 24.
Holy convocation.
He says,
All wretched men, who can deliver me?
Somebody jump up and shout, who can do it? Nobody but God can do this. Look at somebody say, God gonna do this himself tonight. From the bands of death. It's no secret to any of us that millions of people around the world are literally on their way to hell. Am I right about it? I can't fix that for you because they simply refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is in fact the Savior and Lord and Creator of the entire world. And he has all power. Somebody shout, all power. I don't care what you're dealing with tonight. I said he has all power to deliver you out of any situation. I don't care how long you've been in it. I don't care how stuck you feel. There's going to be a release of the anointing in here tonight. I need three people to jump up and shout, tonight is my night. I'm going to tell you right now. God is on you. Help me. I feel a shando. Somebody just turn around. Let me turn around in the spirit. I feel a shando up in this house. I feel some chains about to break off. Lord have mercy. Oh, you might be waiting for your favorite preacher, but the Holy Ghost is here right now. So you may be wondering, how do I do this, and how am I going to get set free, and what does God really have in store for us this week? But the Bible says, he makes it really clear as we pursue, somebody shout pursue, the plan and purpose for our lives. We do this through prayer, and I know it was hot in here tonight in that prayer, and consecration, doing this holy convocation, we're going to experience the manifestation of God's glory and anointing of the Holy Ghost. It is going to, this symbol is going to break the plan that the enemy called the devil has set against you to bring your defeat. Tonight, I call it right, that the devil will not hold you captive any longer. I don't know what your latest trial was and what the enemy thought he was going to kill you. But Paul said there was a messenger sent from, Lord help me, from the devil to kill me. Oh, but God. Are there any believers in the sanctuary tonight? The Bible says to us through the prophecy of Joel that it's of the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all people. This is what God is doing. In this holy convocation, God is going to bring about, I hear the Lord say, a complete change. He woke me up at 11:28 in the morning on last Thursday and said, tell Kansas City jurisdiction that there's a shift going on. Your church is going to grow and your ministry is going to prosper. Oh, if you're in the house, you need to throw your hands in the air and shout, God told me that. He woke me up and told me to tell you, your body is going to be healed. I don't care how many hymns you had replaced, you're not married yet. You need everything working, and it's working out for you good right now. Somebody jump up and shout, my body is healed. Put something in the atmosphere. Speak it out of your own mouth from the top of my head. I don't care if your situation is terminal. Oh, the Lord told me tumors are going to dissolve this week. Oh, Lord, help me in the Holy Ghost. I said tumors, and he told me specifically in your lower extremities, the anointing of the Holy Ghost illuminates your body. the power of God illuminate your body right now. I need to access. Somebody said, I need to access the power of God as I pursue my purpose and in being a better person. I need God to help me. Somebody throw your hands in the air and shout, help me, Lord. In this text, 5 minutes, somebody shout, I feel the altar burning. This was chosen people. And here we are, Jewish diction of God's chosen people. I was here many, many years ago when Bishop McDonald was the bishop, and Bishop Thuston walked closely by his side. So closely until one night, I witnessed this with my own eyes. He closed his whole church and brought it over to Boone Tabernacle to worship. And said in the midst of everybody, this is my son in whom I well please. Oh, I know you thought you were going to be the bishop, but God raised up a man that he called his chosen vessel. Oh, look at somebody and say, you got to turn too. But right now, we have a leader. You know Moses didn't want to lead. He didn't care. He just said, get the best man for the job. I'm Sarah. I don't have all this, you know, that people feel that I need to have. I'm not perfect. But God had chosen Israel, just like he had chosen this jurisdiction. And they had been, you know, they had already crossed the Red Sea. And they had been cleansed from all of that mess, that disobedience of the Exodus generation. Everything that Pharaoh took them through, they had to go through the wilderness to get there. But God was bringing them to a point in time when he wanted them to experience the next move of God. Tell your neighbor, the king's got another move. And so here they are. They're at the brink of Jordan now. Somebody shouts, you got to cross over now. So look at them. So this is critical time in your life right here. Critical time. Very critical time in your life. And now they were ready to move forward with God's plan for his chosen nation. And as they began to move forward under the leadership of Joshua, they knew the plan and desire of God was to establish a nation that embodied kingly values. Oh, can I say that again? They needed to understand very clearly that God was requiring holiness from his chosen nation. I know that's a foreign word to most of y'all. Not here. I'm just putting that out there, okay? God, he said, listen, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Not try to live holy. Not one way, Eve in the sanctuary and even in the parking lot. Not Ron in the sanctuary and Ronel overseas. Not Eve in the sanctuary and Arrow in your private time. Be the chosen persons that God has called you to be. And he's looking for a holy. God, help me. Somebody jump up and shout, I got to be holy. I got to come on, look at somebody and say, I got to be holy, I'm pressing through this thing right now. Tell them right about here, I'm pressing through this thing. I need my three people to jump on the side. I want to be holy, holy, holy. Without no man shall see the Lord. Come on, it's called the Holy Ghost. This is not the unholy ghost. Look at somebody and tell them it's the Holy Ghost. That's going to help me to do this because I'm going to access the power tonight. Somebody jump up and shout tonight. When I come through this Holy Ghost car wash, I'm coming out clean. I dare you to throw your hands in the air and shout, wash me over again, Lord. No, I need some serious people who are not pretending and faking and shaking like California and Hollywood. But I need somebody to shout, I need God to redo my entire life. Has he ever seen anybody in here? Has he ever done it? Somebody jump on my shout, I've experienced that. I just need another hit of that. And you messed up in the past. That was a situation. Got fired from your job. That was a situation. Had family problems. That was a situation. But that was that. But this is that. That's a prophet. Prophesied. I know what that was. But this is that. That the prophet Joel prophesied that in the last day. Oh, I got to do something different. It's taking a turn in here today. Pour out my spirit on these young people. Who never even understood who the Holy Ghost
with me. And I like praise dancing. I used to dance, you know, BC before Christ. I understand dancing. It's expressive. Especially when you glorify God, it brings Him glory. But what you need to do is get in God's presence tonight. Let Him fill you with the Holy Ghost. You think you're dancing now. I dare you get filled with the Spirit to an unlimited measure. When you walk out and just lift your hands to God, the whole church can be played because of the power of God that's accessed through the agency of the Holy Ghost. Anybody have the Holy Ghost in here today? Oh, somebody got to stop. Feel me all over again, Holy Ghost. I know what you did yesterday. I know what you did on my last ministry outing. But I need fresh manna right now. Somebody come up and shout right now. I need to lay hands on sick people and see them recover. I need to see God unstop death ears. So here Israel is at the brink of Jordan. Went through the wilderness. You ought to really be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Anybody sick and tired of being sick and tired? Oh, you ought to trace. You ought to trace it. Are you really sick and tired of being sick and tired? And you need God to shift you to the next move? And so here they are. God told them to do just a few things. And we're going to pray. Number one, consecrate yourself. Look at your name and tell them you must live a life of consecration, okay? Consecrate yourself and commit yourself to prayer. That's what you must do. I'm sure that after you've experienced the somewhat, those of you who've been saved a while, the elementary levels, after you've experienced what the basics, it becomes necessary to move to higher levels. Tell somebody, you need to move to the next grade. How long you been saved? Ask them, how long you been saved? Okay, you need to adhere to these principles, all right? You need to move to the next level of spiritual maturity, and that entails prayer. I can't fix that up for you. If prayer could prepare Jesus for the ordeal of the cross, I knew it could prepare you to go higher. Oh, somebody, somebody shout glory. I need to pray. Come on, I need to pray. I need to put that cheesecake back. I need those chicken wings to be on hold. I need that roast beef to hold that tiger because I need to access the power of God. Somebody shout glory in this house. You're not a pig, you're a human being. Did you hear what I said? Gluttony is a sin. I'm talking to my own self right now. I'm about like Sister Mary, and I can cook heaven down. I can cook you a meal, make you cry. I say, Lord, I don't know where this came from, heaven. When it's time to fast, you thinking about, and I don't even bake sweets, but I said, you know, I think I want a red velvet cake. I just thought, and I made a red velvet cake that made sweetie pies look like they were in preschool. When it's time to fast, some of us find ourselves cooking, but tonight there's going to be a shift in your spirit. I said the Holy Ghost is going to do this because then the natural man cannot receive the things of the spiritual man because they are spiritually discerned. And God wants you to consecrate yourself. Did you hear what I'm saying to you tonight? These kinds. Come out wherever you are. Only. Lord, help me. I'm just talking about it, doing it. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to purpose in my heart. I'm going to pray and I'm going to. So Israel was instructed to consecrate themselves. And when there's a multiplicity of trials and tests in your life, it's critical. Somebody shout, this is serious. That you commit yourself to daily prayer and practice living a consecrated life of holiness before God. And then you will receive from God the power necessary to not just be a sensational preacher, but actually break that word down that brings a manifestation of God's glory in the lives of His people. Oh, Israel. I need you to consecrate yourself because tomorrow, somebody jump on the shout tomorrow, God will do great things. We may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Oh, I wish you look at somebody who's just really, really been saved a long time. Tell them God got some hope for you too. So consecrate yourself with living in an evil hour and to withstand the wiles of the devil. You're going to have to give yourself over to fasting and consecration. Because it is then when you have done all that you can to stand, you can stand there for. Oh, you can be a Christian in the Holy Ghost. With your loins grown, girded about with the truth of God's word. You can stand anyhow. Somebody needs to jump on the shout. I'm staying anyhow. I don't care who's marrying homosexual or who. They're not performing those in my church. I say to all the pastors, get you a good jail fund right now, F-U-N-D. Make sure the people have that money to come bail you out of jail. Because we understand the Supreme Court is elected or whatever to uphold the Constitution, amend it, and do what they do. That's the way the capitalist world is set up. Okay? They elected and they're going to make these decisions, these carnal decisions, but we are not of this world. We have a king, and we have kingly principles called the Bible. Oh, somebody shout, the Bible's right. Somebody got to be wrong. So just get you a good jail fund so they can bail you out when you tell the devil no. Because if they kill you, you're just going to rise again. I tell you before, get too up around here, I'm going to be caught up myself. Oh, somebody jump on the shout, I'm going on the first trip. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Oh, somebody jump on the shout, I'm going on the first trip. No, God's getting ready to burn this place up. We out of here in a little while. You better try to get enough power so that you can be caught up. Somebody shout, it won't be long. Come on, somebody jump up and shout, it won't be long. It won't be long. I need to ask you. Yeah. Okay, Israel. I have some instructions. Consecrate yourself. Let me just look down your road. Tell them, consecrate yourself. Consecrate yourself. For tomorrow, God shall do great works among you. The next thing he told them to do, you must, after you've consecrated yourself, you must strive to follow God's presence. We're following after everybody else sometimes, and the mantle is falling on the anointed person that God has chosen for this hour, and to seek God's presence. You're going to have to follow the move of God. Somebody say, you need to follow God. He was the Israel. That cloud by day and that fire by night. God wants you to follow the shifting, the moving. Lord, help me. He gave the instructions. My final point. You need power for this hour. So that you don't have to ask the devil to come out. You can cast it out of your own mind. No, you need power to cast it out of your own mind. I was so sick the other day. I was like, oh, Lord, I don't like this. I don't care how many tubs of Epsom salt I have soaked in. My bones still hurt. I'm sick of this. I got sick and tired of this. I said, I'm sick of this. I'm just really sick. The Holy Ghost woke me up one in the morning and said, lay hands on your own self. Lord, does anybody got any oil in here? I really do need the blessed oil right by through here. Anybody have some? Just let me know. And so I said, I'm going to do just that. I laid hands on myself. 5 minutes later, all the pain was gone. You got to have power to come through fasting and consecration. I don't care what you've done in the past, how you've been doing it, what it felt like. It's over. Somebody jump up, child. It's over. No, I need about 3 people to say it's over. I need it to be over. I need those of you need it to be over. Just lift your hands. I need it to be over, Lord. You need the power of the Holy Ghost, that third member of the Godhead. Because what he's going to do, he fulfills a tangible role of connection and communication between people and God. You need to get in the presence of God and experience the presence of the Paraclete. Somebody shout the Paraclete. He's one that comes alongside the believer to guide you. You wonder why you've been married 5 times. You've been getting the same deadbeat woman, same deadbeat man 5 times. You need an infilling or an initial filling of the paraclete in the form of the Holy Ghost that comes along the side of a believer and leads you into all truth. It will give you the discernment necessary to make decisions and then holy after the benediction. Oh, somebody shout, I need the paraclete. I got a call. They said, you need to come to the house right now because I'm going to jail because I'm about to kill my little 15-year-old child. I said, well, don't kill him because you will go to jail. I can't testify. I can't help you with that. Bible says you don't murder people, but I'm sad. My mother used to tell us, you know, she raised all 7 of us. I brought you in here, I take you out. I remember I had one sister, she had a real smart mouth. My mother would put her foot on her neck. They say it again, say what? Say what? And my sister would just shut up. So I get called from this house, her 15-year-old son just tore her front door off, busted out the window, the police is there. I'm like, why am I here? I need to pray you have all the help you need. I don't really try to get involved in these domestic situations because I don't know if you trained up a child anyway. Like the Bible said, if you had any influence over the psychological mindset of the child, at least if you did, in most cases, not all, they wouldn't be tearing up my stuff. I don't have no kids. And when my nephew was 6 or 3, I jumped on my cabinet and said, I want you to know one thing. And then I just started speaking in tongues. Now, I better leave Auntie Tammy alone. I said, that's right. You're coming here before 1 o'clock. That's all I need. You do. See, the Holy Ghost gives you authority. Enthusiasm. Power. Somebody shout, I need power. I need to access that power in my family. And the boy had told all these things. And you know what the police told me? Well, Ms. Gibson, we can't take him to jail because he's not 18. And we can get her a citation because she won't let him in the house. I said, I looked at him like, you know. I looked at the young boy like, you better be glad I'm not your mama. Because the girl would be like the girl who rode in the back seat of the Godfather. It's like, we getting ready to take care of this right now. I got a couple of boys in the hood. First of all, they need to give you a good old beat down. And I'm just going to turn my head like I don't see it. That's what I felt like doing. And then when you feel a little sick and tired, then you need some intimidating power. So you don't even, the weapons of your warfare, you know they can't be carnal. You need to have enough Holy Ghost power in you so that when you just look, all my father had to do was turn. All he had to do, you need the power of God that is permeated. Oh my God. You need the glory of God manifested in your life so there's something the enemy won't even dare to try. Israel, you need to get in the presence of God. Most of you don't know anything about Jordan, this rushing current. My God, the water is so deep that most of them couldn't even swim. How are we going to go and cross Jordan when we don't even understand the technique of swimming? But God said, we're here, but we're going there. Oh, somebody jump up and count by faith. Come on, somebody jump up and count by faith. Now, we cannot swim. Stand in front of him. But we got to cross Jordan. We don't understand why God would tell Joshua to take us over this current that's so violent. Deeper than Niagara Falls. Some of them didn't eat like baths. They probably took showers. And now there's a command. Somebody shout, there's a command. You've got to cross Jordan. Somebody shout, I've got to have a feeling for this next move. Look at somebody say, I've got to have a feeling for this next move. Yeah, you in the green. Come on. You're going to cross tonight. Come on. Oh, yeah. You almost there. Come on. You almost there. I got a cross. Come here, Reverend Jones. I got a cross. And God told Gabe some instructions.
It's for your family, for your children, for my house. So maybe you didn't go to college. Come here, honey. Yeah. Many of them were babies born in the wilderness. They didn't know anything about miracles. Oh, thank you. But when I was in my house, and my father and my mother, she had seven kids. She was a teacher, but my daddy only paid about $30 per kid for child support. He still paid the mortgage. But look here, we needed some stuff. And sometimes my mother told me, I never know if we were broke and hungry, but then somebody would come out of somewhere with some food. Yes, yes, yes. Miracles. Somebody shout miracles. Yes. These children, this young generation, they need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete. Yes. It comes along God. Don't you know there is an experience that's beyond your initial conversion? Yes. It's called being baptized. Come here, sugar. With the Holy Ghost, that needs to be merged, taken down under the power of God, getting in His presence and saying, what is said in your word is a gift, is a promise, and I want it, I need to access it until you can praise Him, until He'll change your English into what the Bible calls the unknown language. Somebody jump up and shout, I need the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you're a missionary. Just come on up here. God's gonna do something with your life, you watch. You're the least of them, but God said you're the best of them, too. He gets ready to do something with you. You hear me? Have you ever been filled with the Holy Ghost? God wants you to go, oh, Lord, help me. With somebody jump on the side. I gotta cross Jordan, though. What's the current? There's a lot going on in my life. I gotta get over it. Come on, somebody jump on the side. I gotta get over it. I was crying out to God. I said, Lord, I got something in my heart against a couple of people. I'm very honest with God. No hate. I don't hate. I'm not a hater, but I got a strong, overwhelming feeling of dislike.
Been there.
And I began to talk to God. I said, you know they were wrong. I said, I don't really care because I invest, you do the rest, but I'm upset because while they were patting me on the shoulder, they were stabbing me in the back.
Yeah, right.
Somebody
yeah.
Jump up and shout, you got a cough. Oh, lift that hand and shout, you got a cough. I said, now, Lord, you got to help me because I want everything you got for me. And I need to get, this is fault in the spirit realm. Oh, nobody don't understand what I'm talking about. This is in the realm. People cannot help you and pray you through this. You got to decide, I need the Holy Ghost to come and fill every area of my life. Somebody scream every area. I need God to help me get over everything I've been through. Somebody jump on and shout everything. There is therefore now no condemnation. Somebody shout no condemnation. I don't even care how you feel about it. The Holy Ghost is moving in me right now. I need a free to shout right now. But I got a call. Jordan. The promised land is on the other side of Jordan. Just get the priests, he told them. All I want you to do is get them to hold up the Ark of the Covenant. I already told you that everywhere the soles of your feet touch, I've given it to you. Look at somebody and tell them, all things are yours. Kept that. That's it. All things are yours. Come on. All I need the priests to do is hold up the Ark of the Covenant. And when you begin to tap, you have the bank now. You just why is everybody leaving? Am I speaking too long?
No.
The devil is a lie. Tell somebody, God getting ready to feel you. Don't make no kind of move up in there. I didn't come from California to play. God getting ready to feel you with the Holy Ghost. Somebody jump on the shout. I can wait a few more minutes. The devil, Lord, somebody shout glory in this house. Glory in this house. Somebody shout glory in this house. Just get the priest. Oh, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Will you come on, Lord? Just get the priest, the leaders. Lord, help me. That's where it starts, doesn't it? Just get the priest to stand that way like he is. Just get them. Just get some men that are filled with the Holy Ghost that don't mind leading you into praise. Oh, I can't get no help up in here. Get some men who've been through some hard times, but they still pray to God. They understand they gotta lead a whole transition, a whole generation. Just get the priest, somebody shout, just go get the head, that's all. And let them lead you across your Lord, help me.
Work.
I don't care how powerful you are, you need somebody to lead you.
And when they hold up, when they uphold those principles and those oracles in that ark, when they dare to lead you and they dare to walk holy, when the soles of your feet touch Jordan, God's going to make the Jordan River congeal, make it freeze like an aquarium. Make all the shock and the well just free and let you walk over on dry land. Somebody tell us how God getting ready to do it. Nobody, somebody else, but how God getting ready to do it. God getting ready to do it. I need God to do it. I need Him to do it. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, yeah, He's just right there. And when they follow the instructions, I don't want you to trip over this. Let me go here. No, you come back over here. Uh-huh. As they begin, have faith in their leader. Now, Bishop Stoopson is unusual and specifically made by God to lead you to the next level of Christendom today. If you follow, He'll lead you. He's known all over the world. He's a great leader. And He wants you to excel.
Right. Right.
Not only does He want you to excel, because He's highly educated, got more degrees than a thermometer. Understands he's an A1 churchman.
Right.
Understands how the next Bishop Blake loves him. Probably because he's one of his biggest rivals. He loves Bishop Blake so much he can get into a circle with Bishop Blake, and Bishop Blake's like my dad, and go toe to toe with Bishop Blake and say, "I love you though. And I will follow you."
Amen.
You can respect a person like that who's strong and powerful. God to us that I already did. Listen, when the spies went over there, they had to cross Jordan to get to Canaan. That was only a couple of them. Now millions of people had to be led. We're not trying to get a neighborhood, we want a nation. It takes harder work. It takes stronger work. It takes more faith. If you believe in God to do something tonight, you better release your faith. The Holy Ghost is received by faith. If I had $1 million for you, sister, and I said, "Here it is, what would you do?" Thank you. If I had $1 million, what would you do? The Holy Ghost is received by faith. Because you said it's a promise. Because I need it. It's a gift I'm going to take tonight. So as they begin to hold up, just lift your hands, man of God. Man of God. As they begin to hold up that Ark of the Covenant. I feel like taking my shoes off. I do have a nice pedicure. Make nobody nervous. I have a foot fetish. I know that. You got to stay in the spirit for this one. That's why I'm going to keep my shoes on.
Lord help us. Lord help us.
As they begin to hold up, lift those hands to God. They didn't look back. Every head is bowed. They didn't look to the side. They didn't look to yesteryear. But they began to look to God, who told them, "I have called you. I made you." Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, get this cross over to your four heels. Happen to me. The best thing about your passing was over last night. You got no mercy. Lift your hands to God as you walk over Jordan. Lift it high. Your self-esteem is going to come up. You need to see a miracle. You analyze everything, and that's good, because you're brilliant, young lady. But God wants you to see another side of God. And as you go through Jordan, just say, "God, I say yes to you." God said, "I want a yes from your spirit. I want a yes." No, you, God wants a yes. Lord, help me. Yes.
Look at the right face. You got to call for that. Yeah. Oh, my God. I wish I had somebody lift their hands out there. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Did you say yeah? Uh-oh. I lift your hands all over the building. Yeah. Come on,
Thank you. Thank you.
those hands to God. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and tell God yes. Open your mouth and tell God yes. Open your mouth and tell God yes. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Oh, Jesus. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Lord, thank you. Put the hands on that musician. Those hands all over the building. Lift them
high. In the name of Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. In Jesus' name. Holy, holy, holy. In the name of Jesus. Ramoko.
Oh, we thank you tonight for those hands. And I am grateful for the victory while I could go on the moon and on the moon. Thank you.
great, we're great.
That I'm blessed and man cannot curse me. I thank you that I'm full of the anointing of God with an unlimited measure. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. And I'm getting ready to give you a thankful praise. Oh Lord, help me here. God said, we're going to seal this so prescription in. I said, there's a prescription in the house. Look down your rope. Tell everybody on this rope, give me the praise God. Come on, look down your rope real quick. Tell everybody. You're going to consecrate this praise. Get separate from all the rest of it. Look at somebody say, this is going to be a consecrated praise. Look down your rope. You know I'm going to do that countdown. Now ask your rope, are you ready to tell? I'm not going to be a cheerleader for anybody.
You gotta praise him. Look at all the musicians because you gotta praise him. Look down your road, tell everybody on this road. You may not praise him like I praise him, but get some adjectives on your lips. Like, praise your God. Lord, I feel like taking these shoes off. I'm gonna hold that tight for a few more minutes. Two more praise. There's a praise in this house. Look at the mic. There's a kind of glory. Lord, help me. There's a glory of God. I feel like dancing in the Holy Ghost. Look at the mic. I feel like dancing in the Holy Ghost. Look at the mic. I feel like dancing I feel like dancing in the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor. Hey, put that guitar down for me real quick. Run down that aisle. The anointing is on you. The anointing is on you. Do it quick. Do it quick. Do it now. Come on.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you.